In Afghanistan, women make up one-fourth of the parliament sworn in late last year. They're forming a women's caucus, hoping to expand their representation in the cabinet and courts. We called up one woman lawmaker, Shinkai Karakhail, to see how she's faring. I asked how her male colleagues were treating her.
Some of them are fantastic, very good, very cooperative. But there are some of the men, they're hardly daring us, you know.
So some support you and others barely tolerate you.
Yeah.
Human rights groups report that 4 years now after the fall of the Taliban, women in Afghanistan still face violence. There's rape, forced marriages, abuse. How will you address these problems?
Well, of course, there are so many things for Afghan women has to change. And this is like a long, long struggle to go ahead. So we have a forced marriage. If you really bring a system in our law, it should be like an illegal, and the people really crossing this should get punished.
So not only would you like to see forced marriage illegal, but you need to see how that could possibly be enforced.
Yeah.
Tell me about your campaign strategy. How did you appeal to voters?
I told them trust the women, because women are more hardworking, more patient, they have a more commitment. They were not involved in any crime and human rights abusing issues or these things. So trust a woman, give your work to a woman. It was a general campaign for a woman.
I read some women who were running faced some pressure from their families and friends not to do so. How did your family react to your plans to run for parliament?
Inside my family, nobody helped me, honestly. My big brother was even against. He said, no, you have enough work. You have small children to raise. You don't have enough time to go for this kind of tough job. And this is my personal decision. I'm running. Maybe I will win. I will lose. It's a part of our life. But still, I tried and I win.
Now, you have four children?
Yeah, I have four children. One daughter and three sons.
How do you see the role of women in Afghanistan when your daughter is a grown woman?
Well, that's why I'm struggling just for her future, for other girls in my country, for their future. Really, I want to see my daughter as a strong woman. And last year, when everybody asked her, what do you want to be? She said, I want to be the president of Afghanistan.
And seeing you trying to be a part of government now gives her that hope that someday she could do the same?
Yeah.
Shinkai Karakhail is a member of the Afghan Parliament. Thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.